Okay, I'd like to call the Town of Montville Town Council Special Meeting of April 17th, 2025, to order. Please join me in pledging allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Let the record show that Counselor Aaron, Counselor Yutney, Counselor May, and Counselor Sedalia are present. Counselor Jaskiewicz, Counselor Lathrop, and Counselor Sedalia are absent. And we have four members, so we have a quorum. Marks in the public, lay the matters on the agenda with a three-minute limit. Remarks from the public. Lay the matters on the agenda with a three-minute limit. And one more time, remarks from the public, lay the matters on the agenda with a three-minute limit. Hearing none. New business, the Town of Montville River resolves to receive the mayor's proposed budget for the 2025-2026 fiscal year. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Counselor Karen.
Favor.
Counselor Sedalia.
Favor.
Counselor Yutnik.
Favor.
And Counselor May.
Favor. That is 4-0 in favor.
Tim, I know that I missed the opportunity for a discussion if you're paying attention. Could I take a couple words in there?
Sure.
First of all, I want to thank the finance department, Drew Chapman, Patrick Wall, and my executive assistant, Cindy Britton, for all the work they did. This would not have come out the way it did. And while it's not a zero increase, considering all of the obstacles that we had to face this year, personnel problems on top of that, I think we did good. And it wasn't for their hard work, we would not have this completed. Montville isn't the only community facing difficult times through the CCM, I mean the COG. I was given the latest anticipated rate increases that each community is going to be receiving, and nobody is going without a rate increase. Colchester, East Lyme, Groton, Ledger, New London, North Stonington, Norwich, Plainfield, Preston, Stonington, and Waterford. Everyone is seeing an increase up to the highest one is in East Lyme at 2.92 mill increase. I'm not sure what that mill is equivalent to, but that number alone is staggering. Ledger is looking at 2.76, and ours is being proposed at 1.72. And I realize that 1.72 is still an increase. It's still a lot of money, I understand that. But with, as I mentioned in my summary, the tax exemptions that we're faced with are unfunded, and I think that the state could have gone about it differently by funding it, these cuts themselves, rather than forcing it to be cut on us, but forcing it for us to bear the burden. But I'd like you all to take a moment to look at the summary. It presents all the basic facts, and I hope that we're able to go forward. I want to thank the Board of Ed, too. I know they worked hard on their budget. I know you're straightforward with it, and we did the best we could. But anyways, thank you.
Well, we can reserve the right to discuss it more if your remarks from the mayor later on in the councilors want to dive into the summary. New business, item B, the Town of Montville River resolves to set the date Wednesday, April 30th, 2025 at 6 p.m. for a public hearing regarding the Board of Education proposed budget for fiscal year 2025-26 at the Tau Middle School Auditorium to set the date of Thursday, May 1st, 2025 at 6 p.m. for the public hearing regarding the general government proposed budget for fiscal year 2025-26 at the Tile Middle School Auditorium.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? For the councilors present, are those good dates for you to join us?
Sure.
Ms. Karen?
Yeah. Yeah, should be okay.
All right, roll call, please.
Counselor Karen?
Favor.
Counselor Sebelia?
Favor.
And Counselor Utnick?
Favor.
And Counselor May?
Favor. It's 4-0 in favor. And this time remarks from the public for the three-minute limit.
So I will speak on, my name's Will Spike. I speak on behalf of the Board of Education Chair this evening. Thank you, Mayor, for your summary. So there's some time-sensitive issues here with the school. By state law, we're required by May 1st to notify staff who are not going to be brought back for the next calendar year. In other words, pink slips. Lebanon's already done it. It is a state requirement. We have no choice. Superintendent spoke to me briefly about it. I know our finance director, John Spang, is familiar with this also. So my question or my comment is, I guess we're going to go on a 30% cut from what we asked, which is essentially what is a 30% cut, $675,000 less than we asked. Or we can have a finance meeting, and we've asked three times for a finance meeting, but apparently there's no finance meetings this budget season. So I know we've asked twice in writing, and I know the superintendent's called once. So I just wanted to make you aware that we're going to have a special Board of Ed meeting to discuss how we're going to address this summary, knowing full well that the mayor doesn't get a vote on the council. You guys decide, the legislative body. So I guess we'll have to decide as Board of Ed what number we want to start at, but I just want to make you aware of it's May 1st that we have to give, by state statute, administrative actions. The superintendent must issue certain, they're called pink slips, to staff based on what we think we're going to get paid or what we're going to be funded. So just want to make sure we're completely transparent. We'd still like to meet with you, the finance committee, but it doesn't sound like that's an option. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Any more remarks from the public? Remarks from the public? Remarks from the town councilors and the mayor. I'll start off and I'll address that. We did meet with the Board of Ed, what was it, 3 weeks ago? And we informed that 3% was the what? What does 3% equate to, if you have it? It's a $2 million increase. The Board of Ed. That's okay. So, and we are meeting starting next week. We are going to be meeting, and so that's, I've made it clear with the chair where we're setting it up. So there will be opportunities to talk before your May 1st deadline. But it was pretty well put out early on that the 4.45, we met with you, said, hey. And we also sent emails with no response back. At least I know of. Mayor, did we get any response back from the Board of Ed on your proposed 3.?
No.
No. So, moving on. So there's a little bit of a vacuum there, but I apologize for the appearance of that. But
let me just say that they did acknowledge, but there was no,
right.
No discussion.
So, we will have a finance meeting starting next week. Got to work out the dates, and then the following week after that. So, Councilor Karen, do you have anything?
No, I just, it's going to be a painful one, this one, but I look forward to meeting with everybody on this, even though I'm not on finance, and hopefully we have input by all the councilors this time around, and what they presumably think. You know, it's not, no one's going to be happy, and it's going to be a painful year, but I will tell you, next year is going to be even worse. Is one of the cuts that are coming down that I think if anyone is up on the snuff of things, it's going to be tough. So we're going to swallow this one, but next year is even going to be worse.
Yeah. Councilor Utnick?
Yeah, I'm just going to say I disagree with not funding the school board's budget requests. We're hurting the children in this town, and yet we have money to go buy fire trucks we don't need. We have money that we want to give away to Avalonia to, so they can buy land. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I completely disagree with it.
Understood. Councilor Sibylle?
No, I'll just really echo what Billy said. So it's a tough year, and with all the union contract negotiations we have, you know, at the Board of Ed level and the town level, it's, you know, it's a lot of money to cover and contract increases alone, so.
Mayor?
Other than what I've always already said, contracts, the salary increases were a tough one to swallow, but so it wasn't for the Board of Ed. I don't know why we're talking about the bond land being an issue, because it didn't happen, so it's not a consideration. We didn't spend any money on it. I don't know why you're bringing that up. But we did the best we could with what we had, and the department request for the general budget came in at $26.5 million, and we cut that significantly. And I know the Board of Ed cut theirs significantly too. Capital improvements, it came in at over $1 million, and we cut that significantly. So it isn't like we didn't cut.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.